WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
You fucking funny asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm gonna stick it up fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. After a week's hiatus, we are back talking the week of professional wrestling and all things therein. If we get through it fast enough, Bree won't kill somebody in the meantime. No promises.
Botchamania, hidden your way on Totally Divas.
She's going to become the new Sabu of Botchamania at this rate.
God, it's terrible.
Well, we got stuff to discuss, so let's get on with it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. He's getting a lot of static on his end.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kind of weird.
Weird. Working on it.
It's getting better. But joining me tonight, we are down a Heartbreak Mike who had work tonight. I don't know why he'd work when he's supposed to be here, but hey, that's his deal.
Rage.
So it is me, the producer, occasionally chiming in, apparently.
Yeah, apparently I'm in tonight. I've been tagged in. Hot tag. Boom.
Card
substituting. Substituting for Heartbreak Mike is the Black Wayne Brady, better known as Sir Rockin'.
I'm not sure if that was offensive or not. That came from the one and only Tim Stein.
At Flames Forums.
That was actually not offensive because it was actually said by Wayne Brady himself. I was just repeating it.
Okay. So that was a direct quote. Got it.
It was indirect, but it was still somewhat of a quote, sort of.
Sort of somewhat quoting... Okay. Hi. Did you miss the show, everybody?
Welcome back. That's right. We're live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network with another edition of WTR Sunday Night. How long is this show going to go? Oh, probably maybe if we're lucky and we really work at stretching it out, an hour. There's just not a hell of a lot to talk about lately.
No. WWE slowed down their pay-per-view schedule, so we're not spending all of eternity talking about the next show. And then this night's show, and then the next pay-per-views in 2 weeks.
And also, there's nothing creative on Raw. That doesn't help things.
Well, it's pretty stagnant. Well, we'll bring that up in just a few minutes, hey?
Hey.
Hey.
We'll talk about it, hey?
Hey.
Hey.
I want to clarify that I'm saying the word hey and not the Canadian A.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going, eh?
Hey.
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 And on our, okay, so like next Sunday is Canadian Thanksgiving with the following Monday, Thanksgiving Monday, here in Canada. So next Sunday night will be all Canadian Wrestle Talk Radio, where we all speak Canadian for the whole show. I'm going to have to spend the entire week coaching these guys on Canadianisms and how to speak Canadian.
What are you talking about?
Okay, we don't say about. Smarten up.
About.
It's back bacon, not Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, Omega, you've made progress. Congratulations. How can you tell you're standing next to a Canadian? Step on his toe, and if he apologizes, he's from north of the 49th.
Actually, that'd be south of the 49th.
What's that? If you step on his foot.
Below the 49th, above the 48th.
Above the 49th parallel. The 49th parallel is the border.
So well, everyone. Okay. So
85% of it.
Here's what you all need to do. Go get your globes, spin them, and then you'll figure out what they're talking about.
I thought he was referring to a number of states, and he got the number wrong because he's Canadian.
Oh, no, I was talking about the 49th parallel.
Okay.
And, no, we're above the 48. Yeah, you're correct, and that would be the 48 states, the mainland USA. Alaska? Alaska shouldn't be a part of the United States, really.
No. No, it shouldn't. No. We bought it for mining, and that's about it.
So I'll make you an offer right now. We'll give you Vancouver Island for Alaska.
Only if you take back Bieber.
No, forget it. He's
all right, deals off. Deals off. I can't do that.
No. He's applied for his American citizenship, and we're glad to be rid of him. As you can tell, everybody, yeah, it's a bit of a slow week because we're not really talking a hell of a lot of wrestling right now. We're just talking about what we're going to do on next week's show. Anyway.
Geography Talk Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And there you go. Yeah, so don't forget next, what is it, Saturday morning? Is
5 a.m. Eastern.
WWE Super Showdown.
The 5-hour.
3 o'clock Mountain Time.
The 5-hour event.
And what's really cool is I don't work next Saturday, so I just might either get up really super early or stay up really super late to watch it. I forgot about that. I'm not working next Saturday.
2 a.m. Pacific. Enjoy.
Jesus Christ.
I might power nap all night Friday night just so I can watch it. But yeah, we're going to be playing Super Showdown Pick'em later on tonight, which reminds me I better fire up the random thing picker so I can pick random things.
All right.
For Pick'em.
So speaking of that, if you do exclamation point Pick'em in the chat room, the Pick'em command, you can find out how you can be a part of WTR Pick'em.
So if I do the exclamation point command thing, does everybody see it?
Yeah, pick 'em, not pick up, yeah. Pick 'em
like that.
Yeah, see, tells how everyone has to do it.
You want to have bragging rights over the rest of the WTR community? Join WTR Pick'em. Submit your picks for this pay per view at facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork or tweet them to twitter.com/WildTalkRadio.
See. You didn't have to read it. They can read it themselves.
You know what? It's the 21st century. Half the people in the chat are millennials. They're too fucking lazy to read. Or they might not be able to. One or the other. Yes, I know. I just blanketly insulted everybody in the chat room. My apologies, except for those of you that applies to.
So let's get into talking wrestling.
Let's talk wrestling. Something that we haven't done for a couple of weeks, of course, because, I'm not singing, by the way, Rock, this week. Forget it. I saw the tweet.
Oh, my God. Did you get your kazoo?
Oh, right. That was the thing.
Yeah. Don't make me play my drum kit.
Next week, Tim will play the drums to open up the show.
Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? You know, just because you said that, I should actually pick a song and do a short little video of me playing my drums.
Wrestling. Let's get into wrestling.
It was a thought. Hey, you know what? Power rankings is something that we're trying to get doing on a regular weekly basis, Rock. So why don't you tell us who the top five are and why?
Okay. Should we start at 5 to 1 or do we want do 1 to 5? I forget.
Count up, not down.
Okay. So number 5, The Shield, because Dean didn't turn on the group. Number 4, R-Truth and Carmella, because they actually got Truth TV over. Number three, Aiden English, for dropping that Milwaukee bombshell. Number two, Miz, for being Miz. Number one, Becky Lynch, for being the most interesting character on television.
Not just SmackDown.
Those are the power rankings.
Yeah, there's one thing that I noticed there, Rock, is the power rankings this week are really SmackDown heavy.
Yes, because I really enjoy SmackDown.
What happened on Raw?
Nothing.
That's his point, I do believe.
Yeah, that you heard the reason for the thing about the Shield, because Dean didn't turn. That was the main story of Raw.
That was pretty much the only story on Raw.
And if you actually believe Dean was going to turn on Monday, then, well, they have all your money.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this ever since, like, even before Dean got injured and missed a year's worth of TV. It was rumored, and it's more than just a rumor, that Dean was supposed to wind up fighting Seth at WrestleMania, this past WrestleMania. Now that he's back and he's healthy, everybody's figuring it's going to happen this WrestleMania 2019. What do you think, Omega? Do you see that happening?
I mean, WWE really likes to eventually see their plans happen.
Whether we like Roman. It or not.
So, yeah, I could absolutely see that. Like, of course, long way to build that, to completely reestablish the Shield again, and then we can actually get a turn. But yeah, like, that seems to be the natural progression of things, because they aren't going to turn Roman.
God forbid.
Cena too.
They aren't going to keep Braun face.
God forbid, because you've watered down Braun Strowman completely.
Let Braun be Braun and let the fans cheer who they want to cheer for.
Here's the thing with that. You put him on Monday Night Raw, he's this cowardly sort of cowardly monster who'll say all the talk and then don't do anything now. Then he's the happy-go-lucky babyface on Mixed Match Challenge with Ember Moon. Pick a side. Pick a character.
Consistency? What?
Well, what's that? Is consistency, isn't that something that has to do with, I don't know, cooking?
ManKitchenTV.com.
Actually, I was alluding to the fact that this whole thing is pretty half-baked. Boom.
But you look at the up and down Monday Night Raw roster, and it's like, what are the creative stories going on? There's nothing. Like, the slow burn between the Bellas and Ronda's fine, but that's nothing earth-shattering right now. Everything else is just, if Kevin Owens he said he came back to raise hell and do whatever hell he wants, but he just does it to one person, and it's really not that entertaining.
It would be entertaining if he did it to absolutely everybody on the roster except Braun.
He's feuding with Bobby Lashley at the moment, and that's just...
Oh, excuse me, that was a yawn.
Yeah, then you have no one, like, there's Jinder Mahal. Elias is stalled out.
Jinder Mahal isn't even Jinder Mahal. He's back to semi-racist yoga instructor gimmick.
And he can get away with it because he's not white.
It's like, that's what he was when he came back. And then they made him, like, super serious bad guy to make him a WWE champion. And now he's back to being just a throwaway again.
Elias is stalled out creatively. They had something there, and they just sort of kept going with the same old tune over and over again.
Can I recommend that they just give the entire book to Paul Heyman now that he has a lot less to do?
It's nice to dream.
But I don't think that's something he wants to do, honestly. And it's probably not even the writer's fault right now. It's the head writer, the executive producer, Vince McMahon, who's likes doing the same old, and we got the same old, same old. And it's being proven right now, when you have Baron Corbin in your main events, nobody's watching them, Tim.
The authority figure made himself a championship match? We've never seen that.
And then the ratings bombed in the main event last week?
Well, you know, there's the whole thing with the ratings from last week.
I know, that was the segue to talk about it.
Yeah. Raw drew its lowest ever viewership in history last Monday, coming in under 2.47 million viewers for July 9th is the second lowest. The last week was 2.35 million. this, the interesting thing is the audience numbers actually went up as the program went along, as opposed to them losing viewers, they gained viewers.
It gained viewers in the second. It lost viewers from 8 to 9, but it gained like 8,000 viewers from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
It really didn't. It's not a really of a pot. You got a positive, but you really didn't get positive in that. Again, it's still a low number.
Did it go up against last Monday night? What was on TV?
Everything. But that's not the point. It was still down 10% from last year.
Mm-hmm.
When everything debuted. All the primetime shows debuted last week. Monday Night Football was on.
Yeah.
But it's still down 10%. Everything across the board's down, but this is 2 weeks in a row. You put someone in the main event and it's not working.
Now, back in the heyday of the ratings wars and everything like that, pretty much in the middle of the battle of the brands on the Monday Night Wars, we were looking at 4.5, 4.7 ratings for both, either WWE or WCW. They would, at one point in time, we were wondering, are they going to break 5? And a couple times came really close to it. And it's been on a very slow, steady decline ever since. Is it because there was so much choice now on TV? So many channels anymore.
Oh yeah, ratings are down because of that.
Oh yeah. Like, and that's not even a thing just for North America. I've seen ratings in Japan for some shows I follow that are down like, I don't know, about 60-70% from where they were 15 years ago, just because the internet is kind of taking away a lot of attention from TV.
Yeah, yeah. The question is that the only reason?
No, because there's still TV shows that get great ratings.
Yeah, you're gonna have
people turning on the TV, just they aren't turning it to USA.
Yeah, you're gonna get people tuning in that always tune in, have always tuned in, and always will tune in, and that's your base. And those are the ones that you don't have to please. And those people, we happen to be in that group. They don't have to please us.
But they need to start pleasing somebody, because what they're putting
they're not pleasing the casual fan right now.
No, they're not.
And ratings are indicative of not just that night or the week before, but for the previous month.
Here's the thing. You look at the Monday Night Raw program, right? What was the big thing they wanted to do? They wanted to get the belt on Roman Reigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the belt the focal point?
No, because the belt hasn't been the focal point in over a year.
Shouldn't the belt now be the focal point?
It should.
But it's not. It's building up the Shield, who they don't consistently put together. One week they're coming out to their own individual music, the next week they're sort of together, and then the third week they come out together as the Shield. You had something at the end, the night after SummerSlam. That was a big moment, right? The Shield came back. They helped Roman Reigns fight off Braun Strowman. You had a good creative launching point. And then it went nowhere. It dropped. You made a heel faction with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman, three guys who don't belong together. You tell me why things aren't working.
That dog don't hunt that well is kind of dry. It really is. But if things keep going the way they're going, Raw's in trouble.
And here, circling all the way back, you wonder why the SmackDown stuff's all in the top five, just about? Mm. Because they're interesting stories. I didn't put AJ and Samoa Joe in there. Samoa Joe could have been on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went to AJ Styles' home.
Well, how much of that is also because SmackDown's only 2 hours, not three?
It has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Ms. Daniel Bryan, what type of storyline is it? Personal. Becky Lynch and Charlotte. Personal. Samoa and Joe and AJ Styles. Personal. You can actually believe the stories they're telling. You can buy in.
Yeah, personal stories you connect to. You've got someone going after your family. You can relate to how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
One giant teams up with a Scotsman and a Shawn Michaels clone.
Half-ass clone.
And no one and I can't really get behind that because I'm not entirely sure why they're doing what they are doing, other than, okay, here's the thing. When it comes to Raw, I can read between the lines. The reason Braun Strowman has two guys as backup and why they're forcing him to be a face is so the Shield has someone to go against. That is it. That is the only reason, because they have given themselves no one else to work with.
Yep.
I don't see that on SmackDown. Like, on SmackDown, when I'm watching, I don't see between the lines, like, oh, they're doing this to set up this. They're doing this because this is the direction they have to go in. That's only a Raw thing.
They're two different shows, creatively. One's being blown out the water by one, the other. Yeah. Raw's a struggle right now. And it's not because it's 3 hours, it's because it's lacking creativity.
Yeah,
because
I can watch a wrestling show that's putting on good content. If it's a five-hour show, I can stick through that 5 hours if the content I'm being given is compelling.
True.
You know, there's a reason I stay up till like 8 in the morning for some of those big New Japan shows.
Well, you know, Marvel and DC have proven that if it's entertaining, people can sit through a very long time.
Do you know how long the uncut Lord of the Rings trilogy on DVD is?
27 yep. hours and 42 minutes.
Not quite, but damn close.
Yeah.
There's like three movies. You're looking at like pretty close to 14 hours. And that
and
doesn't
you know
include
what?
The extras.
There's people who sit through that back to back to back.
Oh, yeah.
Just set aside a day and watch the whole thing. Like, my attention is basically up for grabs. And if you put on, you know, if what you're doing constantly maintains it, then yeah, then I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have said, and we've made fun of it, on more than one occasion that today's audience has, 30 second attention span. Not true. Well, partly true, but also something that we never did bring up, that is 100% accurate. Is nowadays, with so much choice, people are easily bored.
I can see that. There's so much out there to do, technology-wise, to keep that doesn't even keep you... You can be having one thing on TV, you can be on your phone doing something else.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I mean, a lot of the times I've got a movie on TV that I've been anticipating or waiting to see or something I've seen before, but it has been so long, my memories of it are really good. And then partway through, I'm picking up my phone and I'm playing Candy Crush because, yeah, okay, this is the boring part. I don't care.
Yeah, that was saying they don't have the characters. It's not creative stories. That's the whole thing. You don't have the right characters. You have the right talent in wrong positions. Seth Rollins was a hot babyface leading into SummerSlam. He's been cooled off being part of the Shield.
Yep.
Braun Strowman, hot babyface, now turned heel. He's cooled off tremendously. You have the right you have good characters in wrong stories. You actually put them in compelling stories, we would believe it.
But it's not captivating enough. That's the problem.
But you mentioned Marvel, Tim.
I did mention Marvel.
One of the stars of a Marvel movie is coming to SmackDown.
It's true. It's damn true.
Because the faction that took over Thursday and Friday nights, Evolution, is reforming on SmackDown 1000.
But here's the thing. Wait. Batista a couple of weeks ago tweeted out that he wasn't invited and he was all bitchy and whiny and complaining about it.
But I have a question. When was Evolution ever on SmackDown?
Never.
Except for like that 3 week run when they last reunited. When Evolution was a dominant faction, they were a Raw team. Why are they coming
Don't mention that.
Why are they coming to SmackDown?
Shh.
Why can't you just say, hey, Batista, star of one of the biggest movies of the year, or the last few years, is coming to SmackDown Live?
Well, two of the biggest.
But you get what
franchises.
Yeah. But why can't you just say that? You don't need Evolution.
Just bring in Batista. People will show up to see Batista now because he's a movie star. Some guy named Drax who has just discovered a sense of humor.
I mean, if you really want the shield, if you really want Evolution to be there, make it a surprise.
Yeah.
Have Randy Orton come out to dick around with him because he's the heel now, and then just have Triple H and Ric Flair show up because, hey, opportune moment to kind of butt into this.
That would have been cool.
I was just going to say, keeping in mind that Randy Orton was the first member of Evolution dropped and turned babyface.
Literally dropped.
Yep. But yeah, they didn't need to say Evolution's reforming. Yeah, well, you know.
We're all faction reuniting on SmackDown. Cool.
There you go.
Hey, well, who else are we going to put together?
Edge and Christian.
They were on SmackDown quite prominently.
Something in my head said La Familia, but you'd have to get Chavo away from Lucha Underground. And I think a lot of us are happy that you can't get him away from Lucha Underground.
He can stay there.
How many episodes did you make it through Rock?
14. He can stay there.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm going on rants about it. I don't like Jabba. You know, AJ and the Good Brother, you can have, they're already on SmackDown, so it's like, it's not a reunion, it's, you can do a lot of different things. You're gonna get some good creative things on SmackDown 1000. I just, I don't know. Using the group Evolution to reunite on SmackDown 1000 2 weeks before, I don't know, a pay-per-view called Evolution may not be the best idea.
It's kind of painful.
Confusing branding right there.
Yep. Yeah, somewhat.
I mean, before I kind of felt like the name was the pay-per-view was just to keep the trademark.
Apparently not. Means many things. Anyway, that's that.
Speaking of painful, last Monday night, Liv Morgan getting kicked in the face not once but twice by Brie Bella. You took a shot at Brie at the top there, Omega.
Yeah, and it connected more than most of her shots. God. Like, I understand ring rust. Yep. This is corrosion.
Well, yeah. Now, the problem that I have is she's using her husband's moveset because she's Mrs. Daniel Bryan. Everybody knows this. Why, when a superstar gets married to another superstar, one always has to adopt the other's moveset? It always ends in disaster.
You know, this just makes me hope that now that they're back together, and now that both are fully healed, Mike Kanellis will just start using Maria's moves.
All right, Omega. Pop quiz. Name five Maria Kanellis moves.
No, there are none. There are none.
You got the Bronco Buster. You got the slap.
She's from the slap.
You got the ass shake.
She's from the Divas era. Slap is like her finish. Slap.
I don't want to see Mike Kanellis do the butt wiggle.
Slap, butt wiggle, Bronco Buster. Maybe a joke.
I mean, to be fair, do we remember Brie's moveset before she married Daniel?
Slap, kick, dropkick, Bronco Buster.
X-Factor. Here's the thing. Brie never really did hurt any opponents when she did use her own moveset.
Okay.
I mean, she hurt viewers by making us watch it, but...
Ooh, you're just not a fan.
No, I'm not. Like, of the two, we will admit, the Bellas both got better as time went on, but Nikki outpaced Brie by leaps.
Neither one of them got Trish Stratus better.
Oh, no, no. Trish Stratus is a miracle. We acknowledge this.
Yes.
Now, when we talk about, like, we talk about the Bellas, like, they show some ring rust, but Nikki still is at a manageable level. Brie just seems, like, completely off. Like, when it just conceptually, the yes kicks should be very, very difficult to get wrong. You aim for literally the largest part of your opponent.
The lowest part of the body that you can kick.
Here's the thing with the yes kicks. It was Bully Ray who mentioned it on a show. This was also on Liv's fault, on how she took. Her shoulders were either rotated in or rotated out, and they're supposed to be the opposite way to take the kicks. So that's why it hit in the wrong spots.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody listening to this, and you too as well, if you feel so inclined, rewatch the video. Okay, it's not so much that it was Liv's fault, and I'm not putting 100% of the blame on Brie. I'm blaming their collective timing.
Yeah.
Now, the majority of wrestlers will work with each other to get timing down. And, okay, well, we got to fight each other tonight, so what are we going to do? We're going to do this, we're going to do that, do the other thing. And some wrestlers will even get in the ring and practice with each other so they don't fuck up when it comes time to deliver. And I don't think that these two did that.
No, because originally the matchup being promoted was Brie versus Ruby, I think, or Nikki versus Ruby. One of that was the original match, and then they changed it late in the day to a six person. So it's like they haven't been working together. And Bully made a good point where Liv wrestles, but she doesn't get the reps she needs to wrestle, which is why she can take some moves wrong. Same with Brie, she doesn't have the reps right now.
Yeah, well, Liv is still pretty green.
Yeah, she's very much green. And she's working a lot of six-person tags where she doesn't get the singles rep that she needs.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen female wrestlers on Raw who are green as grass, and it shows, and they can't be carried to a good match no matter what. Liv can be carried to a good match. It has happened. And yeah, I was alluding to a certain blonde female, wrestler that I didn't name, by the way, Rock.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
You're not paying attention.
I was responding to the chat room.
Okay. I was alluding to a certain female wrestler on Raw who's green as grass.
Rhonda?
No.
Who, Tim? Just say it.
No. You know, I know who he's talking about. Her name does not come to mind right now because she is that forgettable.
She's got, okay. The only thing I can say without actually saying her name that'll give it away, she's got big boobs.
Oh, yes, that narrows it down. Thank you very much, Tim.
Are you talking about Dana Brooke?
There you go.
Because you say blonde and big boobs, there's a whole bunch of them on the roster.
Yeah.
So you got to be.
I know that. I was doing. I did like, not. I said it on
honestly. Check honestly, it. before you even mentioned that they were currently on the roster, I thought you meant Kelly Kelly.
Oh God, no.
It's like we've got plenty of options here.
Dana Brooke is the Kelly Kelly of this current era.
I'm not sure if that offends Dana or Kelly more.
It might be a push because they're both equally. Not that good. But anyway, back to what point I was trying to make, if I can circle around back to it and remember what I was talking about. Liv can actually be made to look good when that opportunity is there. The problem is she has to be in the ring with somebody who can make their opponent look good. That's not Brie. It's not Nikki either. Natty would do wonders for Liv right now, don't you think?
Well, Natty is in that club that could make anything in the janitor's closet look good in a wrestling match.
Thank you for not picking out a specific instrument from the janitor's closet like the broomstick.
I'm not biased against janitorial equipment.
There you go. But yeah, Natty is one of those elite wrestlers that, like you said, Omega, she can't have a bad match.
Well, anyone can have a bad match.
Well, she'd really have to try hard.
She's had bad matches. Let's be real. She's had bad matches.
Yeah, she's faced Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, everybody's had off nights. Okay? But, yeah, Brie is not the person to put in the ring to make somebody else look good. Brie is one of those people that need to be made to look good. And, yeah, it sounds like I'm being part of the internet masses and I'm attacking Brie. I'm just attacking her current choice of movesets. Get away from Daniel Bryan's shtick. Go back to doing your own. Just because you're married to the guy, it's like AJ Lee said, talent is not sexually transmitted.
Well, movesets are.
And on that, we should go to break.
Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up right after this short little timeout, Super Showdown Pick'em. Don't you dare miss it. I'm going to drop the hammer. Bass drum chase the hip-hop scissor and Bobby out the slammer. Hip-hop start on the East Coast and then move west now down to Bama. I'm going to bring it back to New York. Hold those bus and throw your hands up. Pass me a cup of the goose in the club with the juice in the bug getting bent out. Then I'm going to slide with a dime to my ride and head up to my penthouse. Oh, I'm not trying to take it slow. Working hard, taking dough. Open up 24. We striving for that goal. I'm not for nothing. I will play it.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you. In the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
to the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a disc band or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs bands. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam from the Gundam
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock.
I'm hurting
myself. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey,
Madeira. Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mass Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
October 5th. It's the WWE 2K19 launch party. Join us for live gameplay of the brand new WWE video game. WWE 2K19. Random matches, my career mode and more. Join us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. October 5th, 11 a.m. Eastern. It's our WWE 2K19 launch party on twitch.tv/WTLive.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I be in my zone. I got this, I'ma do it all alone. I don't need your help, I do it on my own. I got this, cause I be in my zone. Somebody watch this, I got this. Man, everybody watch this, I got this. Man, somebody watch this, I got this. Man,
welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday night. I don't know what the temperature is, what the weather's like where you are, but it looks like we just had our first real little bit of a snowfall here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah,
it's over 90 here.
It's in the 70s.
Shut up. No, it'll warm up again. It happens. I live in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. I mean, Calgary's almost as high in altitude as Denver, Colorado. Nobody says anything about that when they get snow in September.
So there's a network special this Saturday morning. We should talk about that.
Yeah, the Super Showdown.
Super Showdown live on the WWE Network, 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific, 3 Mountain.
4 Central. We never mentioned Central. I was thinking that we were making it feel left out.
Apparently real winners wear blue and orange, Tim.
What?
That's what chat says.
Real winners wear blue and orange?
What he says.
Oh, you spelled winers wrong.
So, if you do the Pick'em command.
Somebody's cheering for the Edmonton Oilers of the National Hockey League.
In the chat, you can find out how you can enter. But if you're not in the chat room, you should be at wildtalkradio.com. Go to facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio network. And you can post your picks for Super Showdown.
Yeah,
bragging
absolutely.
Rights. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Flames Forum, or at WTR Sunday Night.
Oh, Flames Forums. It's plural on the Twitter.
Flames Forums.
There's a bee in here.
Where do you want to start, Tim?
Why don't we start with the biggest match on the card? The Undertaker with his brother of destruction, Kane, taking on Triple H with the Heartbreak Kid in his corner.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
Or is it the last time ever? I'm not sure.
Now, before we get into the pick'em part of the show here, I did something new with the random thing picker. I added a third to all of these entrants. I also added the option that I could actually pick a non-finish.
Yay!
Okay.
Just for shits and giggles.
So, Undertaker and Triple H are battling.
Again.
Yeah, and it's going to be a
showdown of some sort.
Well, it'll be
super.
Nostalgia. It's not going to be a good match. It'll be a good match, but not a good match. It's not going to be a match that we would have seen, like, you know, 10 years ago.
It's not going to be one of their last two matches.
They will face off again. We'll get there in just a second here. But before we do, Omega, who's going to win?
It'd be silly if I picked anyone but Undertaker, wouldn't it? I mean, it's just kind of how these things go. Undertaker wins them.
Okay. Rock, you have to pick tonight because Mike's not here.
No, I don't.
Well, do it anyway, and you can change it on Thursday. Doesn't matter.
Chad just did something. We all here support the Triple H movement.
Stop that.
It's the movement command in chat. We all here support the Triple H movement.
Well, random thing picker also picked Triple H, but I'm picking a DQ non-finish match. No clear winner.
Now, Undertaker's going to probably go over by some sort of shenanigans. Because yeah. Instagram.com/WWE put out a fantasy warfare matchup that maybe could possibly one day happen. DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. Imagine
happening
that.
In Saudi, happening in Saudi.
Oh, but they said this is the last time Triple H and Undertaker would face off. They wouldn't lie about that.
Well, here's the thing.
Just because the Saudis paid them a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, technically,
they're not lying because the implication is this is the last time ever they're going to face each other solo.
Yeah, it's one-on-one.
If they said one-on-one, it'd be a little too obvious, don't you think?
So, are we excited for DX versus the Brothers of Destruction?
I have
everyone
to say
well
yes and,
past their prime?
Yeah, I have to say yes and no. As a generational fan, I'll get into the match because that's what you do with when it's Undertaker and Triple H. Let's face it, these guys aren't going to be able to give us the type of match they gave us 10 years ago. But at the same time, the type of match we can expect from them is still going to be heads and shoulders above a lot of current superstars.
And circling all the way back to the beginning of our show, the one creative story on Monday Night Raw that's interesting, this one. This one gets attention. This one has people glued to their TV sets. And it's the old guys who have history with one another, saying.
And not only that, they actually, you know, like, we're not going to script every single word you guys say because you're so goddamn good. And they're kind of schooling everybody else in the Raw locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the microphone.
But I say it every time a lot of one of the older guys comes back and does what they used to do. And it just makes everyone on the roster right now kind of look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, Sean's going to be on Raw tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, we still have to get the rest of Pick'em taken care of here.
I'm just going through the bullet points.
Yeah, I know. Random Think Picker picked Triple H to win. I picked a non-finish, no clear-cut winner. Omega picked Undertaker. Who did you pick, Rock?
The Rack, Thursday.
Yeah, I know who you picked.
No, I'm picking The Undertaker. Which I said.
Oh, you're picking The Undertaker.
Yeah. Picking The Undertaker. Win by shenanigans. I said by shenanigans. Something's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to win by shenanigans.
But you got to watch Raw tomorrow night for Shawn Michaels. Because I don't know of any other reason to watch Raw tomorrow night.
Shawn's going to be there. Hunter's going to be there. I believe The Undertaker's going to be there as well. They're all going to be in the ring together at the same time. Imagine that.
You mean Kane will be there too? Or is he too busy playing mayor?
He's not playing mayor. He is mayor.
I know that.
By the way, it's awesome that they had to donate $100,000 to some one of his causes so he can appear on television this fall. So that's cool.
Why is the mayor of my city pretending to be a demon on national television?
To get you $100,000. That's why.
So you can actually get paid overtime.
There you go.
Yep. If you're a public employee.
Yeah. So. I think we got through that one.
So, after that, we've got the WWE Championship. Now, this is no DQ or countouts. It's AJ Styles defending against Samoa Joe.
This just so happens to be about 24 hours after the video game is released.
And who's on the cover?
AJ Styles.
There you go. So, Rock, who's winning the title?
AJ Styles.
Who's winning the title?
Who's keeping the belt? AJ Styles is keeping that belt.
There you go.
Clean in the middle of the ring.
Who's keeping the belt or who's winning the title?
I so want it to be Joe. He's the best challenger AJ's had in forever. I don't know where they go with AJ after this other than like another round with Orton or whatever. Yay. Mm.
No, you know where they're going next because we have a match down the line in this card. We'll tell you where their direction is going.
I want it to be Joe, but it'll be AJ.
I'm picking Joe.
You'll be wrong.
Random Thing Picker also picked Joe.
I mean, I want Samoa Joe to be champion. I just don't see it. All right, next.
Up next is the SmackDown Women's Championship. It's Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte Omega.
God, it has to be Becky. I won't accept it. I won't accept any other result besides Becky.
Becky doesn't win. That would be very stupid.
Well, let's be fair. They've done many stupid things with Becky lately.
Oh, yeah, this is true. So you're picking Becky, and I'm saying that there's going to be two winners with this match, Becky and the fans.
Okay.
Does that count?
No.
Yeah, okay, Rock. So what do you think?
Charlotte wins by disqualification.
Oh, by DQ. So Becky doesn't lose the title. Okay.
Yeah. Charlotte has to get some sort of momentum back in this feud. Charlotte's going to get over by disqualification. It's going to lead to them being the main event of Evolution. Or the semi-main event. Either one. But that's where this is going. Charlotte needs to get something back on Becky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm going on this one.
Okay, fair enough. Random Think Picker has picked Becky Lynch.
Next.
Up next is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The New Day taking on the Bar. Rock.
New Day rocks. New Day rocks. The Bar's not winning the belts here.
Okay, there you
Makes
go.
No sense. Here's the one thing SmackDown needs. Tag teams. Needs more tag teams. Because they got nobody.
Wait, they got the Bludgeon Brothers. Oh.
Oh, Brent. Thanks, Brent. Thanks.
But they got Rusev.
No. Okay, Omega?
They got Omega. They got the Colognes. Come on. New Day versus the Colognes.
No.
Come on, everyone. Everyone wants it, right? Colognes.
No.
I'd rather watch Harper go solo.
Epico and Primo. Colognes.
You know, every time you say it, I just feel constipated, and I'm not sure why.
Who you got?
No, it's going to be the New Day.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm picking New Day, but Random Thing Picker picked The Bar.
Next.
WWE Cruiserweight Championship, Cedric Alexander taking on Buddy Murphy. And I say Cedric wins. Omega?
This is a tricky one because Buddy is a hometown, or home country hero. Close enough. But WWE logic usually means that's not going to end well for him.
You do the job in your home territory. That's WWE logic.
So you're going with Cedric?
I'm going with Cedric.
Rock?
Buddy, because it's his home country. And Cedric's had the belt since WrestleMania, and it's kind of boring. So let's move on.
Well, it's 205 Live. I mean,
which isn't live, and now on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. So did they drop live? They just call it 205?
No, it's still 205 live. Just
Well, then that's false advertising, and I'm going to sue.
Good. Go do that.
There you go. Yeah. Random Thing Picker actually picked this to end in a non-finish. No clear winner.
Okay.
Weird. But up next, number one contender match for the WWE Championship sees Daniel Bryan with Brie. Kicking on The Miz with Maurice.
I don't think Maurice is going to be there. I don't think Brie is going to be in his corner. Because they announced Maurice wasn't going to be on SmackDown anymore. So I don't think she's in the corner. So anyway, it's Miz versus Bryan.
Omega.
Jeez. Because I want a payoff for The Miz. He's earned his way back to being a top tier talent. Like the first time he held the WWE Championship, it was because they really wanted someone new for Cena to face at Mania. They were trying so hard to make him seem like a credible opponent. And it still felt really rushed and forced. Miz is so much better now than he was then.
You know, we were still popping for him back then, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I really want The Miz to win this, but at the same time, I really want a big Daniel Bryan AJ Styles match now that they know Bryan can go and now that Bryan's re-signed and you don't have to worry about anything like that. Very tricky. You know what? I'm picking with my heart here, which is stupid, but and I'm going against my own fantasy team and I am picking The Miz.
Ooh, okay. Rock?
The story can play out two different ways. You can have Daniel Bryan win, get his match against AJ Styles, and you continue to feud with The Miz by having The Miz cost Daniel Bryan. You can have The Miz cheat to win and hold it over the fact that he gets a title shot and Daniel Bryan still doesn't get his shot, both continuing the feud between the two men. I'm seeing Daniel Bryan get the win here, lose his championship opportunity, and continue on feuding with The Miz. So Daniel Bryan wins here, but doesn't win in the long run.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I don't know if it 100% agrees with your thinking or not, but Random Thing Picker is also picking Daniel Bryan. But the scenario I see playing out is this is going to wind up going head-to-head, Bryan versus The Miz, eventually for the WWE title. That being the case, I'm picking The Miz.
Okay.
Don't at me, people.
At Flames for Ums. At Flames for Ums.
And now up next, the match that everybody's been waiting to hear about, talk about, and debate about. The Shield taking on Braun Strowman with Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Shield wins, move on, LOL.
Shield wins, move on, LOL. Huh?
Yeah. Shield wins.
That?
It's me. Shield wins, LOL. Let's move on. What, do you really think Braun, Dolph, and Drew are going to win? Anyone?
Okay, we'll put you down for the Shield. Omega?
Tim, what do you got?
I'm sure there's someone that believes Dolph's going to win. Like Dolph. And that's pretty much it, because I'm not voting for him.
So another Shield wins, LOL. Tim?
Yeah, I'm picking Shield wins, LOL, move on.
But what about the random thing picker?
Well, you know, it's kind of sort of like paraphrasing what Omega said. Everybody has to have somebody cheering for him.
Oh, no.
Yep, random thing picker went the other way. Braun, the bargain bin basement HBK, and Drew McIntyre.
Okay, next.
Up next, we got Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins taking on the Riot Squad. Omega?
Go ahead, Omega.
See, and another obvious outcome in a triple threat, or 3-on-3.
Six-person tag.
Six-man tag. Six-woman tag. And, yeah, this is another no-brainer. It's Ronda and Team Reality Show.
Be interesting to see what they do after the match. Ronda and the Bellas.
What do you figure they're going to do after the match?
A conversation maybe with Nikki and Ronda. That's all. We'll see. Either they do it on the show or they save it for Monday. Or the following Monday. It's coming.
There you go. Okay, Rock, who are you picking?
I just said this. Ronda the Bella Twins. Tim, who are you picking?
I'm picking three females to win.
Oy vey.
Ronda and the Bellas. Come on.
And random?
Riot Squad. Next. Liv Morgan's revenge.
If she's able to compete.
Yeah.
Card subject change on this one. Next
one.
So
there's that one. The next match is John Cena and Bobby Lashley taking on Kevin Owens and Elias.
Who wants to walk with Elias?
Apparently Kevin Owens does.
This isn't thrown together at all.
What are we going to do? We got to get John Cena back in, you know, at least four matches a year. Let's take him to Australia.
Now, who wants to tell Elias about Kevin's
roll?
We'll get to that in a second. Thanks to Robbinsdale's Finest for following us on Twitch. Keep going.
But who wants to inform Elias of what exactly happens to Kevin's buddies? Because it's not an amazing track record.
You see, what will happen is they're going to lose, LOL, to John Cena.
Kevin Owens doesn't play well with others for very long.
Nope, that's the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones he does play well with for a long time get hurt and put on the bench for a while.
Yeah, there you go. So, Rock, you pick John Cena?
LOL.
Okay, Omega?
Cena wins, lol.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley wins. I'm picking Bobby Lashley.
I can't wait to see the new sixth move of Doom on the show.
Oh,
I've heard rumors.
Oh, yeah.
His big karate move since he's in China filming, which he's going back
right,
to.
No can defend.
He's going back to China after this show, so yeah. Can't wait for that move.
Get that?
Moving past your racism. Let's go.
That wasn't racism. It was an allusion to the Karate Kid, you nutface.
Next.
Nutsack. Next, the random think picker also picked John Cena and Bobby Lashley.
LOL. Next.
And then we've got Naomi and Asuka taking on the Iconics. Omega?
You couldn't pay me to care about this match.
Okay.
What if you were paid in V-Bucks?
How many are we talking?
Hey, I'll be happy to see Naomi and Asuka in the ring.
Say the intern gave you 5,000 V-Bucks. Would you care about this match?
If he's that into the Iconics, probably.
Okay, there you go. Intern. Give him 5,000 V-Bucks. There you go.
I'm sorry, I was too busy yawning thinking about this match. Did anybody pick anybody yet?
Not the Iconics.
Okay, not the Iconics. Rock.
The Iconics.
Ooh, why'd you pick the Iconics, Rock?
Aussie.
There you go. Oi, oi, oi. Yeah, Random Thing Picker is also playing Homer and picking the Iconics. And just because I figure that what's-his-name is losing, I'm going to pick the Iconics to win.
There you go.
That is Pick'em for the Super Showdown. Don't forget, everybody, we want you to play Pick'em as well. Tweet at Flames Forums your picks. Tweet at Wild Talk Radio your picks. Or even you can tweet to at WTR Sunday Night. Or you post it on Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. And you have until Friday at noon Eastern. Now what time? Friday at what? 8 o'clock Eastern? 8 PM?
Yeah, until Saturday or Friday at 8 PM.
Yeah, don't get too carried away. It's not a regular pay-per-view, so you gotta backtrack one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday night at 8 PM Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 Central, to get your picks finalized.
There you go.
And you
all right.
Could win bragging rights.
You could. Chat, we need your help next. Ready, Tim?
What's that?
We need their help next. Ready?
You're gonna let the chat room play?
They're gonna take a place of mic, so.
Okay, chat room. The problem is, how many people are in chat?
Doesn't matter. I'll keep track. Here we go. All time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
As these two men go back and forth, chat, make your picks. All-time greatest heel, superstar Billy Graham versus Vincent Kennedy McMahon Omega.
Billy Graham, great in his time. Vince McMahon gave us a whole new type of heel character that we are still trying to replicate to this day and failing to do so because he did it so damn well. He's still one of the biggest bad guys to ever grace the square circle, even if he's not actually a wrestler. McMahon.
Tim.
Billy Graham wins against almost anybody else. Nobody beats Vince, at least in this round.
Unanimous in the chat. Vincent Kennedy McMahon moves on. Chat, get ready. Jesse Ventura, Sergeant Slaughter. Tim.
Oh, shit. Overlapping eras, overlapping careers by just a tiniest little bit. Great heel wrestler turned great heel commentator. The Body.
Omega.
Jesse. Makes a far more natural heel than Slaughter. While Slaughter turning on America was kind of a great way to work it, and Slaughter does manage to be a decent heel sometimes outside that role, but not often, because G.I. Joe. Jesse's just way more well-rounded as a heel.
Chat room agrees. All right, chat, get ready. Vader versus Paul Orndorff. Omega.
I will admit this is probably going to be just a pick of familiarity more than anything, but I'm going with Vader. He's one of the most intimidating big men I ever got the pleasure to watch.
Tim.
Well, the trick here is if you've ever actually met Vader in real life, you discover how much of a goddamn pussycat he is. And then to see him be the scary big man heel, it's kind of one of those oxymoron juxtapositions. And then, of course, Mr. Wonderful is, well, Orndorff. Trying to pretend to not have ever chatted with him. I'm going to have to pick Vader, barely.
As Matt in chat says, Vader by a hair. It won for Orndorff in the chat. Let's go Vader. So Vader is moving on. And our final showdown of the night, chat, Chris Jericho and Mr. Perfect. Tim.
Oh, shit. No, you know what? Ask chat first.
No, you first, Tim.
Don't want to be first on this one, goddammit.
You're first on this one. Go.
Who is it?
Jericho and Perfect.
I know that. Okay, I'm going to have to call an unfinished.
No finish. Nope.
Fuck. Oh, this is just the worst thing to ever happen because, god damn it. I will give it to Jericho when it comes to trolling the fans. Mr. Perfect was absolutely right up there, ranking right up there as the all-time greatest heel, definitely, and it's going to be painful, absolutely painful to vote against him. But he didn't have that ability to jerk the fans around quite as down pat as Jericho does. I gotta go with Chris.
Omega.
It is about versatility. Whereas Mr. Perfect played a perfect heel character and he was the perfect person for that gimmick. It does not top how many ways Jericho has been a heel and managed to pull them off. You're lucky if you get one good heel character out of somebody. But Jericho has played the arrogant heel who can't win, the arrogant heel who can win. He has played the confident, you know, he has played a man confident in his beliefs while being completely evil as he does it. He can be the vicious heel that he is now in New Japan. He has been exceptionally versatile. And yes, as Tim said, sometimes he can just be a plain troll. But the one factor of Jericho and all of that is he's been really good at all of it.
So there you go. Chat room wants Jericho as well, except for Robin Dale Finest goes Mr. Perfect. That's our all-time greatest this week, Tim.
That is it, everybody. We're basically done the webcast for this Sunday night, the last Sunday in September. Hope you enjoyed it a little, Diddy. Don't forget, next Sunday night, we'll be reviewing what actually happened in Super Showdown. Saturday morning at 3 o'clock Mountain, live on the WWE Network. In the meantime, check out tomorrow night. It's the Raw Post Show.
11:10 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live to give our thoughts on what happens on Monday Night Raw.
Fortnite, anybody?
Throughout the week, we'll be doing Fortnite with friends. You can check it out, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Subscribe to the channel, if you would. But make sure you do follow so you know when we go live with any of our programming that we're about to mention and more. But it's twitch.tv/WTR Live. And speaking of our Twitch channel, Tim. Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, it's the WWE 2K19 launch party.
Ooh.
We're going to be playing the video game, the new video game. Live on Twitch all day long at random times, but it's more specifically 11 a.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it.
Make your own character?
Eventually. We're going to go through the story mode, the My Career story mode. We're going to do all that and more, and we'll show you the big heads. Maybe the block characters. I don't know. We'll do some things all on Twitch starting Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Twitch.tv/WTR Live.
Yeah, but that's Friday. On Thursday is another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Wolf.
We're going to have the NXT Rundown, the SmackDown Throwdown, the Mixed Match Challenge. Recap the Mae Young Classic catch-up and all the news you can handle. Plus, our version of the Super Showdown preview this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. For The Rack, at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Tumblr, the Google Podcast, the Apple Podcast, the Stitchers, you name it, it's Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday night, midnight, Eastern, or as close as they can get to it. It's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, the fans of The Guest Book, CB Radio.
Yeah, Super Radio Live Saturday nights, midnight-ish. Go check out our debate from last night, the great debate on beers. Undecided what we're doing for the Greater the Great debate this week, but you go to greatergreatdebate.com. Go to superradiolive.com. You'll have the expert NFL picks. You'll have Rob's Song of the Week and so much more. Plus Subway's Halloween topics. All that Saturday nights, midnight-ish, for CB Radio Live.
Yeah. Okay, so social media plugs time. Follow me at Flames Forums for anything related to the NHL, the Calgary Flames, or professional wrestling.
Wrestling.
With the odd, silly thing thrown in just for shits and giggles. If you want to get political, uncensored, and find out what I'm really thinking, without holding back, follow me on my other Twitter at Voicing Sanity. Seriously. Absolutely. Do that. But if you're into other shit, then follow Omega everywhere as the Omega or something. He'll tell you.
As TJ Omega, not just Omega. That would make it very difficult.
You threw him off, Tim.
Yeah, I think so. I tongue-tied him.
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Well, if I'm on Facebook, it's TJ Reviews. No fixing that one, unfortunately. But everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with a ton of content. And for the content YouTube does not like, you can find it over at TJOmega.net.
Normally, this is where we would let Mike plug, but he's not here. So follow him on Twitter at the WTR Oreo.
Rage.
Fuck the revival. Wild Talk Radio can be followed on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Rest of Talk Radio can be followed on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. But hey, Rock, there's also Facebook stuff.
Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Take a deep breath. I think we're done, son. All right. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Those of you catching it live. Boy, you've got too much time on your hands and the ability to waste it. Enjoy Super Showdown. I'll most likely catch the replay. Same. And then we'll talk about it next Sunday night.
WildTalkRadio.com.